Scott Reed and Rush Minair bringing you home on this Thursday afternoon. It's going to be colder and Billy be damned tomorrow. Buy a toque, get some gloves. We're not kidding. Minus 30. You know who never gets cold? Rashmi, a giant 8-foot hominid covered in hair. That's right. We're talking about Sasquatch, the one and only Bigfoot. You, of course, I can't believe this, just shocked off air to discover that Bigfoot is indeed related to Yeti. I mean, obviously, Yeti's covered in white fur because he lives in the Himalayas. But his, you know, if you would, North American cousin, Sasquatch, you know, most obviously associated with the Pacific Northwest, where, you know, under cover of, you know,
fir trees,
he's able to sort of, you know, mind his business, eat his berries, and try to stay away from campers. But also, you know, like sort of around the Appalachians, you bump into him. Some people say even here in Ontario. I believe fervently, I have a theory. My theory is that everybody loves Bigfoot. Like, everybody loves Bigfoot. When you are a kid, you are into killer bees, dinosaurs, and Bigfoot. These are the staples of a young boy's life. And certainly, they occupied all of my intellectual curiosity until I was about 52 years old. And I am excited because there's a new story that talks about a theory about exactly what lies behind Bigfoot.
Do you want theories? Do you, if, as a Bigfoot fan, do you want a conclusion or do you want to just keep believing?
I want evidence that the Bigfoot is real. Oh. I do not want debunking theories. I don't want scientists to tell me, well, in fact, these footprints are a hoax. These plaster casts are a hoax. I don't want to know that the Patterson-Gimlin film has a dude in a rubber suit. I don't want any of that. I want hardcore evidence that Bigfoot exists, that this is a cryptozoological miracle, and I just think that would be the biggest, bestest thing in the whole wide freaking world.
Yeah, would you want to put one in a zoo?
No, I wouldn't want to put one in a zoo. I would want to put
Would you want to know if it sees its shadow on Groundhog Day?
I want to put them on the back 40. I want them back there just like hanging around, you know? We'd learn one another's language over time. I think me and the Bigfoot would become, you know, if not friends, I think friendly.
Does everyone else say the Bigfoot or is this just you?
I'm not certain. I mean, it depends. At the conventions, we tend to say Bigfoot.
Let's ask our next guest. He is a cultural history professor at Humber College. He's also the co-host of the Uncover Up podcast. Lee Kunla joins us on The Rush to talk all things Bigfoot. Hello, Lee.
Hi, you two. Hi, Rashmi. Hi, Scott. You know, listening to your intro, I was so impressed. I mean, you guys are really bringing game to this Bigfoot conversation. The Patterson-Gimlin film? Like, who knows about that kind of stuff? I mean, this is amazing.
This guy over here.
It's the Zapruder film of monsters.
Exactly.
Is it the Bigfoot, Lee?
Well, you know, that is a question that I was wondering as well when I started my research into this. I have decided that it's Bigfoot, both singular and plural. But, you know, come at me. I mean, I feel like I actually need to defer to Scott here. So,
All right, but Lee, you got to tell us. So this new theory, which I'm going to just kind of like step on in advance by saying it disappoints me gravely. But tell us a little bit. You know, they've got all these Bigfoot hunter shows on TV. I don't buy into that junk. I'm a serious Bigfoot fan, right? But and now there's this fellow who says that, you know, he's reviewed the data and he has an explanation for Bigfoot sightings. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. So we have a researcher, his name is Foxen, and he has done a statistical analysis of the Bigfoot sightings and has concluded that what is probably happening, according to him, is that it's actually black bears. That's his theory. And he even has a rough number that in every roughly 900 black bear sightings, you're going to get one Bigfoot sighting.
What a half-assed effort that is. Come on. That's it? Black bears. Like, it's like, you know, okay. explain to me the famous story from the early 1970s film, which, of course, obsessed my young mind at the drive-in, of the miners who were pelted with stones on the side of that mountain in West Virginia by not just one, but three Bigfoot. A black bear doesn't do that. You don't see a black bear chasing people off with stones. That doesn't happen. You know, this is this guy's just being a little too uptight, I think.
Well, you know, I kind of agree with you, Scott. I think not being that handy with math, I think, though, that math can sometimes shed light on some of these mysteries. Frank Drake famously came up with the great equation about the probability of alien life. You know, are there aliens up there? I don't know. And then he came up with this fantastic equation to suggest, actually, there really might be some aliens out there. The universe is so big. There's so much stuff. But I agree with you that there are limits to this kind of analysis. I mean, first and foremost, although the article itself is a little bit more circumspect, it does sort of preempt a conclusion. So we begin with the assumption that all sightings must be mistaken. Now, before I got into this kind of Bigfoot stuff, I would have actually, and you know, you're going to hate me for this, but I would have dismissed a lot of the Bigfoot stuff as, well, yeah, it's probably a black bear. It's probably a mistake. But it turns out that there are like really serious researchers. And I'm talking about people like Jane Goodall. She came out in a National Geographic article. Now, she doesn't believe that there are Bigfoot. She's not taking a stance like that. But she says, you know, this is not an unreasonable theory. There's nothing entirely implausible about this. And so she has the door open to this could actually be a thing. There's a guy in Idaho, is a researcher at the anthropology department. His name is Jeffrey Meldrum. And while he doesn't only research Bigfoot, it's a scientific question for him. Like, you know, has there been or is there now a giant North American ape? And just because we haven't found it doesn't necessarily mean that there isn't something out there.
No, really, because there's so much land that we haven't really looked through, right?
Yeah. Well, there's that. And then there's all these examples where we thought we actually knew for sure that we knew what was going on. Like there's the Kraken that the sailors would come back with in the 1800s. And they would talk about these sea monsters that they'd seen. And of course, they'd embellish it quite a bit. And, you know, very serious scientists just scoffed at this idea as if there could be a 15, 20 meter long giant thing in the ocean. And then lo and behold, it turns out giant squids are real. And these things are massive and scary looking. And we thought that they were just making it up. Sorry, go ahead, Scott.
No, I was going to say, there's this whole school of cryptozoology, and not all of them. They find like 100 new species a year, and some of them, sure, like, you know, teeny fish that are blue instead of purple or whatever. But, you know, occasionally, you know, you get the coelacanth, obviously. I've always thought, I know I've got, by the way, the Jeffrey Meldrum, who you talk about, this is how big a nerd I am, Lee. I actually have read stuff by him, okay? This is how down the rabbit hole I've gone. But
amazing. You are the expert on this here. This is fantastic.
I mean, it's a life. Listen, you watch enough $6 Million Man episodes, Andre the Giant running through the spinning tunnel with the space aliens left, then you're going to start to believe. But I always used to think to myself when I was a kid, look, I'm not an idiot. I don't really think there's Bigfoot. I don't think there's somebody in the woods behind the cottage. But the Himalayas, those snowy mountains, who in hell knows? There's no one up there. And everybody who does live up there says, yeah, there's a thing here. I mean, that's the lore. So I was kind of wondering, like, there could be spaces where, like, there's still the possibility that we could find an undocumented giant hominid. Isn't there? Come on.
Sure. You know what? I'll even one up you. Right. It turns out that not that long ago in the geological time of Earth, so it is long for us, 300,000 years ago, there might have been, or there actually was, a giant upright walking ape. It's now you forgive my Latinese here. It's a Gigantopithecus. And this thing, we have a fossil record for this thing actually existing. It was found, the fossils were found in China.
But Gigantopithecus.
Gigantopithecus. You've got to look it up on Wikipedia. It's
Lee, I would talk about this all day long. I'm coming over to your house, obviously, tonight at 6:30. Just text me your address. We've got to go now, though. Thank you very, very much for your time and your indulgence of my crazy fanboy theories.